following program, Jailbreak, contains adult themes that are unsuitable for a younger or more sensitive audience. You're listening to Jailbreak 2SER 107.3 FM. Hi, I'm Chris. I've spent a bit of time inside and I'm keeping you company this week on Jailbreak. Kirkconnell Correctional Centre in the foothills of the Blue Mountains, where Brenda and Chris are doing their time. In the background, you can hear Jailbreak's Kate Pinnick chatting to the Braes.
Kirkconnell is just west of the Blue Mountains in mid New South Wales, surrounded by farmland and state forest. I'm Brendo, bringing you music.
The singing in the background you can hear is the jail choir practicing.
I'm Chris, doing time in with my brother Brendo. I'm a part of the Jaeger mob of the Bundjalung Nation, and I'd just like to give a shout out to my people back home. Miss yous, love yous, from Cabo, but we're fine. And this is just a shout out to all you mob. It's 100 times better, this guitar. That's better. Music to me means just about everything. It's a part of our culture. Music's in our blood. It's a way of telling stories. It's a way of getting a message out there. There is power in music. That's what music means to me.
Crazy people.
Music is like, it's an escape. It is an escape from reality, and it just helps take you away. It takes you back to the dreaming. It takes you to places that emotions can't go. It goes beyond that.
By the firelight, far away from the glow of city lights. That old main street, it makes me feel so lonely. For the gum trees and the taste of porcupine, I see my brothers and my sisters in Tamworth, torn apart by government ways and city life. How I wish that I was back in the dream time with the didgeridoo.
Was Brendo and myself, Chris, on guitars of the Bundjalung Nation. The name of that song is called Streets of Tamworth by Roger Knox. Jailbreak, the voice of the system, doing time in with my brother Brendo. from Cabo, but we're fine. And this is just a shout out to all you mob. Love yous. And I'm bringing my music to you.
Brendo and Chris, bringing you music and stories. Great to have your company. This is Jailbreak on 2SER, 107.3 FM. Stay with us.
Hey, you mob, listen here. Did you know you share a needle just once, you can get Hep C? So stay safe.
Hi, I'm Ray, and I've done a bit of time myself. If you aren't sure how to clean a fit in jail, look out for posters or any information that shows you what to do, or ask a nurse at the clinic. It's a confidential service. Cleaning with bleach is the best way to get rid of the virus. From New South Wales, bleach is yellow and called Fincol. It is important to flush all the Fincol out of the fit. Use cold water as hot water clots blood, and make sure clean the spoon and other equipment.
We're the last connection.
And you're listening to Jailbreak Radio Network.
Stay Hep C free. Yeah.
Went from painting trains to playing the jail game. Learning quick, hoping not to get sticked. Mum was shocked hearing I was running from the cops. Caught up in the game and it's a damn shame. You won't catch me riding the Hep C train. Just remember, peer pressure is the devil in the game. Ran out of matches, he hopes Hep C will soon catch us. Be yourself, not like everyone else. If you feel under pressure, don't think using will bring you leisure. People act like drugs are their treasure. Just remember, family and friends forever, forever, forever.
Coming from a black background, growing up in black town. Drugs have always been around. Controlling my life now, I'm trying to figure out. Looking at for needle as another way out. I never thought I would have hepatitis C running through my veins, blood and arteries. I was never aware of when the boys used to share. Just cleaning the fits, but it can still be there. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared.
Looking back now, I should have made different decisions. Didn't think about all the mistakes and consequences of the way I was living. And right from the beginning, I thought that I was winning. Don't even pray, too busy sinning. And I'm running, keep on running from the sirens. I don't wanna catch a bloodborne virus. And I'm writing all these lyrics from a jail cell.
Vibes were edgery, I'm kicking back in the penitentiary for aggravated robbery. That's where I caught my Hep C. This is my story, keeping on the low key till the day they set me free.
It's trying to get a leg in and fight for what's ours. Work like hard and sweat drips from my brow. I use my mind, I don't lose my mind. As I stop and settle down, no more time to mess around.
It's a new age, a new phase, a new time to be safe. I'm calling out to God for this soul to be saved. It's like I'm caught up in this mad drug phase. Hanging around the street with the boys, it's okay. Getting high, making money every day. Doing the same old same, looking for a change. Cause I'm over this crime wave. Getting chased by the coppers every single day. Looking over my shoulder, man, it's not okay. Time to be a soldier and up my game. Learned about Hep C, urging for a change. Maybe I'll be the teacher and show you the way, so you can survive and fight another day.
Caught up in the game, locked down in chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets.
Chris here, min number 210297. Great to have your company on 2SER 107.3 FM. Jailbreak. Tune in Sundays, 9:30 PM. Brendo and Chris are jamming at Kirk Connell this week on Jailbreak.
This is Jailbreak, coming right to your cell.
Welcome to Jailbreak. Brendo, Bunjalung man here.
This is Chris here, bringing you music and stories this week on Jailbreak.
City to learn about life, and now his people are still alive. His parents died when he was just a child.
But it doesn't have that there.
In the background, you can hear Jailbreak's Kate Pinnick chatting to the Bros.
It says he was stubborn, he was just a child. Connection means so much to our people. So connecting the country and going back home to where you was born and bred means a lot to our people, because you can go back, you can teach your younger generation, like your nephews, your nieces, things that you got taught, to pass that knowledge down to your younger generation,
means a lot, because you want that thought very strong in their heads, because us as men and the older generation, going back to community, it's very important to
keep implanting
all them things that you got taught as a young fella, to teach all the younger generation that is coming up. So when they have kids, when their kids have kids, their grandkids, they can pass that knowledge on down, and that's very important in Aboriginal culture. Knowledge means so much in our culture. It's got to be strongly implemented into our younger generation.
A shy black boy who came to the city to learn about life, and how his people are still alive. His parents died when he was just a child. Now his life is mystified. Oh, black boy, black boy, the colour of your skin is your pride and joy. Black boy, black boy.
If we don't teach our younger generation, well, our culture slowly dies off. And don't get me wrong, it is, in most communities in Australia, it is slowly dying off, because a lot of our elders are dying off. And it's sad to see, but it's going to happen to the best of us, you know what I mean? We're all going to die one day. But to die one day knowing that you left a good legacy in the community, you'll die a happy man. Yeah, just going back to community, just teaching all the kids that things that you got taught when you was a kid by your elders.
Brendo and Chris are the bros jamming at Kirkconnell this week on Jailbreak. On 2SER 107.3 FM, I'm Chris. Tune in Sundays, 9:30 PM. In the background, you can hear the jail choir practising.
Brendo, Bunjalung man here. You're listening to Jailbreak. Brrr.
Yeah.
Just remember that. That'll always
want to go. For me being in here, I went through a lot of depression and anxiety before I come into jail. Because the passing of my mum. Me and my mum was real close. Like, to lose mum, still, like, very young, it scarred me. As a son, me and my mum had a connection that mother and sons do, you know what I mean?
Just remember that. That'll always want to go, mate.
At the time, I'm just fortunate that I had a strong family around me. After mum passed away, I always looked for an excuse. I sit back and I realise now, like, my excuse when I lost mum, the excuse for me was the bottle. In many of Aboriginal communities, we all look for the bottle for an excuse. Not all of us, but most of us. I sit in and I realise now that all the bottle was doing to me was killing me. I've seen a lot and I've witnessed a lot growing up on the mish, things that I won't repeat, and they're going to be there for the rest of my life. They ain't going to go. Maybe if I had a better upbringing, I wouldn't be sitting here telling the story. I come from a broken home and a troubled background. I never really had them role models and them mentors and father figures in my life. All the father figures in my life destroyed my life. My father left when I was only a baby. My grandfather reared us up, me and my other siblings. But I've seen a lot what he'd done to my grandmother, that it's not all right to do. It's not all right to hit women. It's not all right to hit your children. Because I've seen all that as a young fella growing up.
He didn't go to school 'cause they called him Black Boy. He hardly talked to the girls and boys. Don't be a fool, just obey the rules, 'cause you'll just learn the truth. Black Boy,
Black Boy,
Black Boy,
Black Boy,
excuse your pride and joy. Black Boy,
Black Boy,
Black Boy,
Black Boy,
your life is not destroyed.
There we go. And one day you'll grow up to be a man, to learn and live and understand. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you. You'll be the one who's having fun, 'cause you just keep on learning on. Black boy, black boy, black boy, the color of your skin is your pride and joy. Black boy, black boy, black boy, your life is not destroyed. Black, don't, nah. Then the guys that time, diddle.
Brendo and Chris, and you're listening to Jailbreak, keeping you company. Jailbreak's coming to you from the Bros at Kirkconnell this week, and it's where Brendo and Chris are doing their time. Jailbreak's the voice of the system. 2SER 107.3 FM.
Black boy, the colour of your skin is your pride and joy. Black boy, black boy, your life is not destroyed. Black boy, black boy, the color of your skin is your pride and joy. Black boy, black boy, your life is not destroyed.
This is Chris here, bringing you music and stories this week on Jailbreak.
Brendo, I'm a proud Bunjalung man of the Bunjalung Nation on the far north coast of New South Wales. Brendo's my name, Cabo's my game.
Song called Crazy People, written by myself, Chris, of the Bunjalung Nation, and it's a song about family, and I was on guitar.
To leave and walk, people with jokes to make you laugh, while others who just like to take your cash, people who just like to stop and think, while others who just like to have a drink, people with little boys and girls that make you feel like you're sitting on top of the world. People, crazy people.
That was a song called Crazy People, written by myself, Chris, of the Bundjalung Nation, and it's a song about family, and I was on guitar.
And yes, this is Jailbreak on 2SER 107.3 FM.
Brendo, Bundjalung man here.
We've had nothing like all of our lives. We've seen and witnessed a lot of bullshit growing up, and we still don't get recognised. Great achievements and great things that we've done for this country, you know what I mean? For you doing this here for us, Kate, you know, it means a very lot, you doing this for us, because it gets it out there to our families and shows our families that we still care, and I know they care just as much. You doing this here on behalf of yourself and, like, all of us inmates, it's much appreciated, you know what I mean? Because with you doing this here for us, it gets our music and it gets our stories out there, and it gets told to the wider community. If we didn't have this here, we're nothing, we're nobodies, you know what I mean? Like, who cares if we're in here? It's fantastic. But yeah, I just want to say on behalf of, like, me and Chris, how much this means to us as inmates of Kirkconnell. This means so much to us, and words can't describe how much thanks and that we, yeah.
This song is called Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton, performed by me, Chris, of the Bundjalung Nation.
Break your heart, have you begging me? cry in such an ugly place. We've got such beauty.
It's Brendo here, bringing you music and stories this week on Jailbreak. I'm a proud Bundjalung man of the Bundjalung Nation on the far north coast of New South Wales.
Yeah, I'd just like to say on behalf of me and Chris, to Bundjalung and brothers, to all our sisters and brothers out there, all the younger generation, that if you're going through a tough time at the moment, just hold your head up, just be strong. Your number one priorities in life is family. You got problems, go and talk to your mother, go and talk to your father, talk to your mates. Don't hold things in. The ones that hurt from it the most is the ones that's close to you, and that's your loved ones. I can talk from experience. I've had a troubled upbringing. Look where it's put me. But I just want you to know and take out of this that drugs and alcohol ain't a thing to choose. Try and make better choices in your lives. Set an example for your younger siblings. I just hope this gets drummed in into your young brains that the life I chose is not the one that you want to walk down. Because I can tell you from a strong Aboriginal man that jail ain't a life. It's just a shithole. It's just a dark hole that we live in here. Yeah, just making better choices in life, talking to your family, talking to your brothers and your sisters and your aunties and uncles. Talk about your problems. If you've got problems, just get it out there and just talk about it. Your family loves you and care for us. So just make the right choices in life. Good education, a good job, have a family, have kids. That all comes with life. And just don't rush into things. Make sure you get education first. That's the number one goal in our culture. Always attend school. Always respect your peers. Respect your mentors. Ticking all them boxes and doing all them things, you will succeed in life. I'm talking on behalf of myself because I didn't have that growing up as a kid. And I tell you now, if I did have that, I wouldn't be sitting here telling you the story.
If I saw you in heaven, would it be the same? If I saw you in heaven, I must be strong and carry on.
Jailbreak's coming to you from the Bros at Kirkconnell this week.
Jailbreak's is produced at Sydney's 2SER on lands of the Gadigal tribe, and we pay our respects to elders past and present. Yeah!
Why don't you write to Jailbreak at 2SER, PO Box 123, New South Wales 2007. Families outside can email jailbreak at 2SER.com or check out our Facebook page. Search for Jailbreak Radio.
If I saw you.
Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnick and is one of the many great projects
of the Community Restorative Centre, supporting prisoners and families in New South Wales.
Tune in Sundays, 9:30 p.m. Jailbreak on 2SER, 107.3 FM. Look forward to your company next week.
Until then, take care.
Peace out.